AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Afghans trying to fly out of the Kabul airport to escape the Taliban returned today despite yesterday's horrific suicide bombing.
The suicide bombing killed 13 U.S. service members and well over 100 Afghans. Two officials put the Afghan toll at 169. While the day stands as one of the most lethal for American forces since 2011. At the White House, Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
The national security team the president met with this morning advised the president and vice president that another terror attack in Kabul is likely.
As flights continue to depart, Amadullah Harawi tells the Associated Press he's determined to get out, saying an explosion may happen any second, but Afghans are facing lots of challenges. And that's why he's overcome the fear and taking the risk to come to the airport. I'm Ben Thomas.
Hurricane Ida, expected to be a Category 4 storm, top sustained winds of 140 miles per hour when it comes ashore sometime Sunday in Louisiana. Bobby Kennedy's assassin, a step closer to being out of prison. The AP's Mike Gracia has more.
Sirhan Sirhan, Senator Robert F. Kennedy's assassin, has been recommended for parole. A two-person panel of the California Parole Board recommended Sirhan's release after his 16th parole hearing. Two of RFK's sons spoke in favor of Sirhan's release, and prosecutors declined to participate or oppose his release under a policy by Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon. However, release for the 77-year-old Sirhan is not assured. The ruling by the two-person panel will be reviewed over the next 90 days by the California Parole Board staff. It will then be sent to the governor, who will have 30 days to grant it, reverse it, or modify the ruling. I'm Mike Gracia.
This is AP News. A Florida judge strikes down Governor Ron DeSantis' order blocking local school boards from approving mask mandates.
DeSantis says if kids wear a mask in school, it should be their parents' decision.
Certain things really should be decided by the parents and not decided by the government.
A circuit judge ruled DeSantis overstepped his authority and agreed with a group of parents who claimed in a lawsuit the executive order is unconstitutional and cannot be enforced. 10 school boards in Florida voted to defy DeSantis and impose mask requirements with no parental opt-out. DeSantis has questioned the legitimacy of mask wearing.
It's actually harder to hear people when they're covered in the mask. So the idea that this doesn't affect learning is total nonsense.
His office says DeSantis will appeal. I'm Ed Donahue.
While the governor fights school boards over masks, the state's record levels of infections and hospitalizations are leveling off, but deaths are near 280 per day over the past week. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.